بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had commenced the discussion pertaining to the Bani Israel and their worshipping of the calf, which took place when Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام had went to Mount Tur to receive the Torah. And as we had mentioned that there was a person by the name of Samiri, and Samiri had seen that when Jibreel alayhi salam would come to bring wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then as he would mount his conveyance and he would begin to move off into the distance, the sand or the dust that touched the hooves of the conveyance, there would be some life in this. So he took some of this dust, some of the sand, and he throws it into the fire. And the Bani Israel then take all of their jewelry, their gold, silver, and they throw this into the fire, and this entire thing was melted. And he then fashioned a calf for them and told them that you should worship this calf. So last week we had mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come back, and immediately he rebuked his brother Harun alayhi salam that I had left you in charge. How did you allow this to take place on your watch? And then Harun alayhi salam had absolved himself and said that despite my best efforts to stop them, these people overpowered me and they continued to worship the calf. I tried to prevent them, I tried to stop them, I tried to reason with them. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam realized that Harun alayhi salam was speaking the truth and he was not at fault, then the previous or the last verse that we recited, he made dua for himself and his brother. He said, Rabbi ighfir li wa li akhi, that O Allah, forgive me and my brother and admit us or include us amongst your mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. So he makes this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah mentions what takes place with the Bani Israel who worship the calf, what punishment comes to them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلِ سَيَنَالُهُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, verily those who took this calf as an object of worship, then they will become the recipients of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be humiliated, disgraced in this worldly life. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُفْتَرِينَ. And in this manner we recompense and punish those who fabricate things against Allah. Those who make up partners for Allah, they will be recompensed in this manner, that Allah becomes angry with them and they will be disgraced in this worldly life. And the actual punishment that was meted out to them is mentioned earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the same incident. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam rebukes his people. And then he says to them, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ, that make tawbah, repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and take the lives of one another, execute one another. So Mufassirin mentioned that the punishment Allah had stipulated for them is that they were to execute and take the lives of one. After making tawbah, they would then have to take the lives of one another, and this would now become a means of atonement and a forgiveness for their sins. So Mufassirin mentioned that there were three groups. One was those who worshipped the calf. Then the second group, those who did not worship the calf, but at the same time they didn't bother prohibiting the first group. They just continued, they didn't get involved in it, but they didn't stop them. And the third group, they didn't worship and they made nahi anil munkar. They tried to stop the other people from worshipping the calf. So when the punishment came down, or when this command came down, then the second group, those who did not worship, but they also didn't make nahi anil munkar, they were commanded to execute the first group, those who had worshipped the calf. And the third group, the ones that made nahi anil munkar, they tried to prohibit them, they were saved and they were not included under this punishment. Nevertheless, they mention that on that day, approximately 70,000 from the Bani Israel were executed. Until finally, according to one narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam raised his hands before Allah and he says, O Allah, if this punishment continues, then the entire Bani Israel will be wiped out. There will be nobody left. So Allah then says, now put a stop to the punishment. Those who have been there, those whose lives have been taken, they are forgiven. And those who are spared, they are also forgiven. So this was the punishment meted out to the Bani Israel. There's no time to go into the wisdom of such a punishment. Of course, this much we understand. Allah doesn't need this. He doesn't need them to give their lives, but he wanted to see some initiative from their side. Nevertheless, this was the punishment. Then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا. And those who did evil deeds, in other words, they worshipped the calf, But then they made tawbah. They repented after this and they brought iman. Then remember, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Your Rabb is most forgiving, most merciful after this incident. Meaning, their tawbah is done, the punishment is done. Allah will forgive them, they can move forward now. وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَمْ مُوسَى الْغَضَبْ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. Earlier we had mentioned that when Musa alayhi salam had come and he found out what had transpired, then he took those tablets, those slates upon which the wahi was recorded, and he threw them down. So now when the anger subsided, وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَمْ مُوسَى الْغَضَبْ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. He picked up those slates once again. وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً. And its text contained guidance and mercy. لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ. For those who were fearful of their Rabb. So he once again picked up these slates, and they mentioned he tried to repair them because they had broken. And then he now conveyed the message that was on there to his people. And under this particular verse, Mufassirin bring the narration from Qatada rahimahullah, who was a great commentator of Quran, that when Musa alayhi salam picked up these slates and he patched them up or put them together, then he found inscribed on them, amongst the other guidance and mercy that Allah had placed in there, he found inscribed within these slates the description of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he calls out to Allah and he says, O Allah, I have seen recorded here the description of a nation that will come, and their salient feature is يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They will enjoin good and prohibit evil. So Allah, فَجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. Make them my ummat. So Allah says to him, هُمْ أُمَّتُ Muhammad. This is the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he says, O Allah, I have also seen a nation whose description is such that their divine book, their anajil, anajiluhum fi sudurihim. Their divine book is not on paper, but it will be inscribed within their hearts. They will memorize the book, and they will read it from memory. So make them my ummah. Again, Allah says it is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he says, O Allah, I have seen the description of a nation whose zakat will not be taken out from their community, but it will go from the wealthy to the poor, and it will stay amongst them in this manner. It will be used for their own empowerment. So make them my ummah. Again, Allah says it is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like this, he continues to enumerate approximately 10 descriptions or attributes of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And each time he asks Allah that these people will come, make them my ummah, Allah says, no, this is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from this also we understand that this ummah was praised in the Torah, in the books of the past, and we enjoy a very special status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.